Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They're coming next year to the Morton Amphitheater in Riverside, a.k.a. Saltstone.
Still my favorite name ever.
So who came up with that?
Sam. I think
so
Sam did.
Good.
Reddit, but I'll take credit.
Did Reddit?
Yeah. Okay, Saltstone.
Saltstone. I'm telling you, if Sandstone can survive the Morton Amphitheater, I'll be impressed.
Mm-hmm. Dexline said they bought tickets to, I don't know what show coming up. It might have been the train show. And they charge parking.
Even if you don't have a car to park.
Oh.
What?
Like if you Uber to the amphitheater, you still have to pay parking.
No, you do
that's
not.
That's what somebody on the text line
You've
said.
You've got to be kidding
that's
me.
That's what somebody on the text line
said. It was part of the ticket cost.
That's like you go to a ham store to buy a ham. And you get up to the counter and
they
you
charge
say,
you for potatoes.
You know what? I don't want a ham anymore. I don't need a ham. And they go, I'm sorry, you're at a ham store. We're going to need $30.
That's a weird analogy.
I couldn't think of a store, Dan.
Sucks.
That was a terrible analogy. That was bad.
I needed a store that sold one thing. Ham is where my brain went. I'm sorry.
So they went to Honey Baked Hams.
Yes.
And they walked up to the counter and they paid for a Honey Baked Ham and they got a ham with no honey.
No, that's a terrible analogy.
Guys, stop it.
So they.
Here, no, I got it.
Are they going to be. The Ubers when they come through the gate?
So you go to the Honey Baked Ham store.
Okay. Taxi price?
Yep.
And they give you a ham.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put down a big bag of sweet potatoes. And you say, nope, I don't want the sweet potatoes. I just want the ham.
What
and they said, no,
you have to
pay for the yams. Fine, whatever. You got to pay for the yams with your ham.
Right.
I don't want the yams. Too bad.
Well, do you still get the ham?
Yes.
Okay, then that is a pretty good analogy.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
New leaf.
So are they charging like a fee at the gate when the car rolls in?
No, it's part of the when you buy the ticket online, according to the texter, whether this is true or not,
okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But they claimed, I saw that same text, Sam, that they had bought tickets to go see Train next year when Train is at Morton Amphitheater in Riverside.
Saltstone.
New outdoor amphitheater that is going to be partially covered. And when they bought their train ticket, they also had to buy parking with their tickets.
Hmm.
Now, true or not, I don't know. I'm taking their word for it.
A second texter is saying you only have to buy the parking if you are driving.
How are they going to know?
You can opt out of that parking. The point being is when you go to Sandstone, you don't pay for parking, except for some very exclusive events.
I'm trying to remember a time I went to Sandstone and didn't pay for parking.
It's always
been like $10.
Never gone.
What's
to
funny
Sandstone
is
and paid for parking.
We are somehow citing the text line with an entire conversation that may or may not be accurate. curious. Because Bud in Blue Springs says he heard you got to pay for parking at Morton if you're not parking. Which, how can you make people pay for something they're not doing? I'm still confused.
Is this your first time on the show?
No, it is not.
All I know is
we're
don't
start
want the
a
yams.
Rampant rumor, which, by the way, I'm going to jump from hams to salt to Duke's mayonnaise. Yes, I am, because you are not going to believe what happened to me this morning.
It's got twang.
It's got a yellow lid.
All we do in the mornings now, you guys, is send each other videos of Duke's mayonnaise. Well, you could not possibly make this up.
No, here, let me give them proof.
Scott sends us a video.
This was this morning.
And then about an hour later, 2 hours later, I'm like, I might make some chicken salad for lunch. What do I need with chicken salad?
Duke's mayonnaise. It has a yellow lid.
That is a video I sent the two of them this morning.
So I start laughing, and I go to make my lunch, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make some chicken salad with some Duke's mayonnaise.
I was making a ham and cheese sandwich when I sent you that video.
Did you pay for the ham?
I did.
Yeah, and then you got a ham.
At Hy-Vee.
I got you.
But so I was making them.
That's how that works.
It was mayhem.
So yeah. I do the Duke's mayonnaise in my chicken salad, and I send them a stupid video of me saying Duke's mayonnaise got a yellow lid. And then I get this thing on my phone from a woman who claims she is from corporate Duke's mayonnaise. Mm. I swear to you, Scott. Let me find it. Dudes.
Maybe they know about the Morton's parking.
No, I am telling you, she sends me this whole spiel,
we'll
and she's like,
yeah.
We have some corporate bigwigs in town today. Could we swing by and drop you off some Duke's mayonnaise swag?
Ooh.
I did not even know heretofore that Duke's mayonnaise had swag, but they do. And she says, can we come by?
If you got twang, you got swag.
I said, let me talk to the boys and see what we want to do with Duke's mayonnaise. And she says, I'm going to get back to you. Can we come in? It's Angela, by the way, from corporate Duke's mayonnaise. She says, can we maybe come by tomorrow? So it's in the works. That's all I know. You're going to get a hat that says Duke's mayonnaise. And dare I say, I bet it's yellow.
So here's,
I would rock a hoodie that said Duke's mayonnaise.
Here's me in Greenville, South Carolina in... on October 2nd.
Down here in Greenville, South Carolina, I found some friends from Pittsburgh. You wouldn't believe what they serve down here. They serve Duke's mayonnaise. It's got a yellow lid.
I love the person at the end. Excuse me, leave.
Please leave.
Excuse me, sir. This is a Wendy's. Get out.
Oh, my gosh. It is so funny. The whole thing is so funny.
We send each other Duke's mayonnaise sing-alongs.
From the text line. So if we're going to be citing the text line as a valid source, you know, I heard a local ham store is only accepting train tickets as payment.
Only if you get yams with it.
Anyway.
We're dumb.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever needed proof of that, Sam, I would only remind you of the first 30 minutes of the 5 o'clock hour of yesterday's show.
Check it out on the podcast.
I don't think that was a dumb conversation at all. I think in the history of radio, no one has ever had that conversation.
It's very unique.
Which is the reason thousands of people were weighing in on whether or not those damn cart corrals are stuck to the ground or not.
I do feel bad for every retail worker with their own parking lot in the entire metropolitan area who probably had to go out and reposition all of their cart corrals because of the number of people that were stopping and pushing them across the parking lot.
Or politely ask people to stop trying to lift them up.
How many people do you think, what percentage of shoppers yesterday went and parked near a cart corral? They were going to Walmart anyway or Target. What percentage of people do you think walked by and gave it a little shake to see if it was affixed?
Hundreds.
It's high.
All because of a funny little photo.
That's all it was. It's just a stupid photo that you took.
Well, and it all started with Dana saying, well, that was an incredible feat. I mean, they had to concrete that thing to the median.
To which Sam and I both go, huh? Say what? Cristiano Ronaldo said today that he expects his record 6th World Cup next year.
Okay.
At the age of 41, will be his last. Definitely yes, he told CNN, because I will be 41 years old. Ronaldo clarified that when he says he will retire from soccer soon, that should mean probably 1 to 2 years.
Then,
What is the average lifespan of a soccer player's career?
Not 41.
Not 40. He's on the outskirts there.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a duh statement.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't follow soccer, and in other sports.
From him.
Yeah.
In other sports, you can go well into your 40s and 50s and continue competing.
Believe it or not, the average retirement age in soccer is not that far from 41.
What was it, 37?
36.
Is it
36.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be on the lower end of all sport because of the amount of running that's involved.
I would argue that's on the higher end.
Right?
Goalkeepers, by the way, play into their early 40s.
Your body just has to be wrecked playing that sport.
Tell me about it. I can't walk downstairs.
He coached and played, yes, and his knees are both shot. Can you imagine doing it professionally? I mean, it would just be.
And his quads are atrophied.
Like, I don't want to get into what's the worst sport, but it's up there.
It's not like you were playing hockey or
football. Football and soccer have got to be up there for earlier retirement.
Both are sports that I played on a regular basis.
I mean, soccer, you're basically just out for a quick jog. For a couple of hours,
would
right?
You stop?
Well, in hockey, you're basically playing soccer with pads on because you're a wimp.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh.
Is cheerleading even a sport?
Wow. I'm done. God. Oh, I'm God. Out. I'm done.
What about band?
Hey.
Stick that in your sousaphone, wine bomb.
What'd you play, the flute?
No, he played some instrument no one's ever heard of.
Did you play the oboe?
It's called the French horn. And a lot of people have heard about it. You know, France.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, gang, when you get home tonight, do you have a favorite spot?
Ooh.
Is there one place where, you know, like when we were kids, dad had his own recliner?
His own chair. You did not sit in dad's recliner.
Didn't sit in dad's chair. Is there a spot where if somebody, if you came home and somebody was sitting in it, you'd be like, ooh.
I do not have a spot. Like, I have my favorite spaces in the house, but I don't have a spot that is a designated Dana spot.
I have a favorite spot, and it is a designated Mary Beth spot, and I take it every chance I get.
You have a death wish?
And then whenever I get up to go to the bathroom or something, she takes it back. It's the one in the middle of the TV, right? You're either at an angle or right in the middle of the TV. And so when I get home, she is typically already sitting in that spot because I get home later than she does. And then we you know, do the tango for the rest of the evening trying to fight over it.
So you remember 3 years ago, the three of us took that funny, goofy picture in my house.
Yes.
On the love seat. I was sitting in my spot on the love seat on the right side.
Okay.
That's my spot.
What percentage of Americans say they have this spot?
Most people our age say they have two spots in their house. Two spots.
Okay.
Gen Zers, though, say that they have between 3 and 4 different spots in their home or apartment. Yep.
I will say, if for whatever reason, and typically it doesn't happen because there isn't a reason, if I walk into the office and Mary Beth is sitting in my computer chair and not hers, I think I would just collapse. Like, it would throw me for such a loop. I wouldn't know how to
get out of my chair.
Yeah. Your chair is right there. But I don't know. It's never happened.
So you have two different computers in one room?
We both have a little office space in our office, yes.
Well, la-ti-da, Captain Snooty.
Well, mine is like my home studio, and hers is set up for working from home.
I'll tell you this now that winter's here.
Wow.
You cannot beat, we were talking about this the other night, and this is terrible, but because, you know, I get up, I do need to get more exercise right now. I know that I do. But now that it's dark, and this happens to us every year, Scott, where it's just like, bleh, I cannot beat. We'll sit in front of the TV. We'll watch some football, have some dinner. All I want to do is go sit up in our bed. That is my favorite spot in the entire house because it's cold.
It's dark?
It's cold. No, I got lamps on in there, but we've got a TV in there, and I love that spot.
Is the worst possible thing.
I know it is. I know it is. I know you're going to say that.
Okay.
You know, and I could sit there for 2 hours and watch a movie or do whatever. But if you said to me, would you rather be on the couch out in the living room watching a movie?
That's where I would
want to be. Or take your spot sitting up in bed, I take the bed all day long.
Now, why is that bad, Sam?
Harvard years ago put together the 8 tips for a great night's sleep. Number 2 is that you reserve your bed for 2 activities and 2 activities only. Sleep. And I won't say the other one. You get the picture.
But watching a movie isn't one of them?
No.
Oh, I because love it, sitting in there and watching movies.
It disassociates that space with sleep in your brain, right? So you are training your brain to be active
that's the movie
in that
room?
Space.
So the bed should only be used for 2 things is what you're
saying. That's
sleep
what he's saying.
And something else.
Right.
Nope. I read in bed. I watch TV in bed.
And you wonder why you can't sleep.
Oh, my God. I love that bed. And I, for once, splurged on bedding. I got good bedding. And I'm telling you, there is not a better space in that entire house. But I will begrudgingly, like, because I feel guilty about it. Well, do you want to sit out in the living room for a little while? But not because I want to, because I know, Sam, that it's probably not the best to be spending that much time sitting up in bed.
Well, and then when you're done watching a movie or whatever, then you pull out your phone because your brain's still active. And
that
all of a
correct.
Sudden it's 2 in the morning and you're complaining to us the next day about how you're tired because you couldn't sleep.
We don't go to bed until it is time to go to sleep.
Ooh, yeah, no, I don't. I spend a lot of time in there.
We'll sit down either on the back patio or in the living room, depending
sometimes
on the weather.
Sometimes I bring the laptop in. I mean, that get is some a, work done.
You are literally a train of bad decisions.
I just love it. It's so comfortable. It's not as there's not another spot in the entire world more comfortable than that
you
spot.
You can't be on a laptop in the living room?
Actually, the Harvard study specifically says to not associate work with your bed.
Are you doing work?
No, I mean, sometimes, you know, that just life happens and you've got to get stuff done. Like the kids will send an email about tuition, just stuff like that.
From the text line, is the other activity folding laundry?
No.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what you call it.
That is what it is.
It's called folding
the laundry. Yes, folding the laundry. Mm-hmm. Exactly what that is. Good chat. Good chat.
Putting weights in fish.
Yeah. I would stick to the living room.
Okay.
Until you're ready for bed. And put your phone down at least an hour before you go to bed.
By the way, for most Americans, that favorite spot in their home provides them with a sense of peace.
Is the recliner a thing of the past?
I think it
is.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I sat in a recliner.
My grandpa had one, and oh my God, I can still see him sitting in that chair.
My dad's house was so funny. You know, my parents were separated, and so his house was... In essence, the living room was a true bachelor pad.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, right facing the TV, a recliner. And then off to the side, a little love seat. And he sat in that thing morning, noon, and night. I mean, if we were home and we weren't out in the garage or in the yard working on something, yep. he was in the recliner.
Let me see.
What do you got,
rate
encyclopedia?
Rate of recliner purchases declining. Oh, the reclining is declining.
What do you got, Dan?
I have a recliner.
Of course you do. You probably smoke a pipe, too.
Recliner that my wife bought for me on my 30th birthday, and I poo-pooed it. And I'm like, oh, I don't need a recliner. I'm not an old man, yada, yada, yada. I still have that recliner. It's in good shape. And it is the most comfortable chair.
Now, I don't have a recliner. Is it called an ottoman? The little...
No, the ottoman's the little square thing.
For your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one of those in the basement where it's a big, like, oversized chair, but it's got the ottoman in front. No, it's very cozy.
For the recliner, you have to sit down and grab the handle on the right side.
And you've got
to
moan.
And you throw it aggressively. And then it makes a weird popping sound, and okay. you think it's going to break.
I don't have a handle.
The
I just
recliner
push.
Chair market size reached $4.4 billion in 2024 and is expected to grow to $6.8 billion by 2033 as we all age and people want more comfortable, ergonomic things. You guys know what my grandma and grandpa's recliner did? Well, they had two. Grandpa's recliner was on the right if you were facing them. My grandma sat on the left. Hers was fake leather, pleather, if you will, with sort of some fabric on it that was avocado and brown. Mm. And you could recline that thing, but it plugged into the wall. And if you reached down, there was a little rectangular box that looked like a brick. Rectangular metal box.
Okay.
It vibrated. Oh. Yes!
Wait a minute.
And it had a heat sensor on it.
So
I bet it did.
Growing up, you didn't have to put a quarter in it?
Growing up, we had the same thing. We had a leather recliner in the house that I grew up in, my mom's house, and this thing was easily 40 years old when I was born. The outlet looked like if you plugged it in, the whole city would go dark. The plug. And same thing. It had a switch on the side, and it still worked. It would still vibrate and still heat. It was crazy.
The global recliner market, dare I say, is strong.
Mm-hmm.
It is not declining.
Would you say it's strong or quite strong?
It is declining, reclining, and what's the opposite of reclining? It's sitting up.
Inclining.
Yes, that's what it's doing.
I will say that Mary Beth and I went to Family Leisure a couple of weeks ago to look at a couch.
Was it hot? You needed a pool?
And there were hundreds of recliners still.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as far as the eye can see.
You know what? I'll be damned.
It's still a thing.
I'm trying to remember the last time I walked into somebody's home and saw a recliner. I can't.
Man. How many homes do you go into?
Not very many.
Are you invited when you do?
No.
Usually after the windows of your neighbors.
Unhook their hose, and then I decide to go in.
Check out if they have a recliner.
You going Blue Stafford Robe or basketball shorts?
Oh, no,
activity?
That's Blue Stafford Robe.
You can just see the status of your recliner game.
Which, by the way, real quick, I know we got to get to break. I have concerns about the Blue Stafford Robe.
Don't we all?
It's starting to develop holes in the right armpit.
Fray.
That thing's been with me for 35 years.
I know what you mean.
Since 1990, when I first got to KU, I bought it at JCPenney's on 23rd Street, if you have to ask. Okay. 913-586-7798.
I don't.
586.
Are you dropping a hint ahead of Christmas?
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not buying you a weird robe, weirdo.
586-7798.
You know, you talk about the recliner and what happened to the purchasing of it. And we're talking.
I just got a text from your dad.
It's a group text. Priceless.
God.
The entire last 2 hours of Dana and Parks have morphed into a living, breathing Dr. Rick commercial. From Scott's banking fetish to debating the virtues of vibrating heated recliners.
I love that recliner. All right, well, I'm about to pile right on.
Okay, come on.
We were on our way back from the Northland over the weekend. We popped up there on the way back. We look out, and I said this out loud because around here, there aren't a lot of RV sales things. Wherever I've lived, for whatever reason, in Leawood, to my knowledge, I've never driven past an enormous RV sales park.
Normally, you have to head out towards like Odessa.
Grain Valley has them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know why, but that's just whatever. So on the way back, I look out and there is this bajillions of acres RV lot where you can go and buy an RV. Okay.
All right.
And I said this, I go, where are all of these people buying an RV? Because those things can be the price of a house.
They can be expensive.
And if you go out, if memory serves, back when I was a reporter, the Grain Valley route, there's like RV sales next to RV sales.
Oh, yeah.
Next to RV sales.
They literally call it RV World.
Yes. Yet I have never, ever seen anyone roaming around buying one of those RVs. So is that a profit? We actually had this conversation on the way back from the Northland.
Incredibly.
It's not like a car dealership where they are moving cars constantly in and out, or is it?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I mean, they bring a lot of stock in.
There's no way, Sam.
They bring a lot of stock in with the intent to sell it. And if they don't sell it, they just sell it back to the manufacturer who then, you know, tweaks maybe 15, 20 things on it and sends it back out as the new model year.
Right, but there just isn't, aren't there not that many people spending $200,000 on a house on wheels, are there?
You'd be surprised.
Are they really that expensive?
Oh, Scott, some of them are crazy expensive.
The super small ones, the ones that are space efficient, are like 60 grand, 70 grand.
And yeah, I'm looking at two coachmen.
I'm talking like a small
teardrop. Who do you know that owns one of those? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know.
I know one couple.
And I don't even know the people, but there was this big to-do where we lived. Can they park it there? Can they not park it there? One couple, and I don't even know them.
I have a 17-minute drive home, and there are at least four, if not five, RVs along my drive home.
Parked.
Really?
Where you
parked
can buy
in people's
them.
Driveways.
Oh, you mean residential?
No, they own them. They're not on a trip right now, so they're just parked in their driveway.
So I'm looking at one RV right now. It's pretty nice. It is $130,000. But I'm also looking at other ones, especially ones that you can tow behind a pickup truck, where you put that big pole in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Those go for about anywhere between $45,000 and $70,000.
I mean, you can get ones that are literally houses, and they pull behind a pickup truck.
Here's one for $158,000.
Yep.
$1,000?
$158,000, yep.
Now, the number of people that live in them year-round is also shockingly high.
I don't think I could do that, dude. Here's a small one. It's the new 2026 Forest River RV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to tow this one. It doesn't have its own steering wheel. That's only $16,000.
I would love a teardrop camper, which is basically a miniature RV.
How much for those, Sam?
Like 25 grand.
Have you ever driven an RV?
No.
So I was telling you earlier today, in the 2002 Final Four, we went down to Atlanta. KU was playing in it. We were the KU broadcast station at the time. And it was me, Bob Fesco, Seren Petro, and Nate Buchady.
You got in an RV and hit the open road.
I didn't just get in it. I drove it. You become a man when you drive an RV.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
Here's my question. When you go buy one of those RV parks, I mean any of them.
So we rented
there
ours.
Must be 10,000 of them sitting there.
And we rented ours from the place out in Grain Valley or Odessa. I
there
can't remember
is
where
no
it was.
Way the turnover is profitable for any of these places. You know what I'm saying? Like, for some reason on the outskirts of Kansas City, we seem to have a lot of these businesses.
Well, but
maybe all you have to do is sell one, and then there we are, like, because they're so expensive.
In 2023, North American RV sales, yes, because that is an entire industry, totaled how many units? 2023.
I'm going to guess 150,000.
After COVID, yeah, sure. 150,000.
Way higher?
More than double.
400,000.
376,673 RVs were sold in 2023.
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Because it looks like that's how many there are at that place in the Northland that we passed.
So what we did was we all drove down to Atlanta in the RV, and we had three hotel rooms, okay? So one night, one other person would sleep in the RV.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, and we used it as our broadcast studio. We set up the microphones and everything. We broadcast from the RV.
Yeah, to do it once on a road trip for work is like, oh, yeah, awesome. We were in an RV. But, like, could you do it and buy it and hit the road? And
like, it's very much like buying a boat. The romance of it all.
Yes, yeah, sounds great.
It sounds great.
I loved it.
Until you have to keep it up.
Maintain it, park it.
Store it somewhere because many places, you can't just park it in your driveway or on your street. A lot of other things that go into RV ownership.
If I could afford it, I would live in one today.
I know you would.
Nomad life.
Of all of us, Sam would be the one would be like, I'm doing it.
Without question.
Again. Well, you'd see me again when I blew back through Kansas City.
I would last 6 minutes in an RV.
I think you would have more fun than you think.
For 6 minutes. I'd be like, all right, this was cool.
Awesome. Like, Nate and I.
Until you have to change the tire.
Right.
Nate and I were the only ones who were licensed to drive the RV. So, like, when Nate was driving, I'd be in the back with Fesco and Petro, and we would just hang out, you know.
Play some cards?
Yeah, well, they did a lot of drinking.
Uh-huh.
I did not because I was one of the other drivers of the RV. And that thing, driving an RV, I've driven moving trucks. Driving an RV is more difficult.
Oh, of course it is.
It is just a monster of a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got other people in the back, and you want to make sure that they stay alive.
The wind and the swaying and the
it was
underpowered.
It was without question the greatest road trip of my life.
In recent years, in the past decade and a half, even more, especially among the millennials, you've got this hashtag van life.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah.
What life?
Van life is a
thing. And after COVID, Scott, yeah. I do think that sales were probably robust after COVID. But
yeah. I mean, I even looked into converting a school bus.
Oh, God.
Into an RV.
Now you're just a weirdo. Now that's just weird.
No, schoolies are awesome.
Yeah,
and
they
if you do one correctly, like there are people that will buy these old school buses and spend 2-3 years turning them into mobile homes. And they sell for $120,000, $130,000. You buy the bus for $15,000. You put $60,000 worth of stuff in it. You just doubled your profit in 2-3 years.
Okay.
Schoolies are sick.
You guys sound like Beverly Hillbillies.
The romance of the getting away. I mean, it sounds great until you really start looking at all the details.
Now I go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago.
And your monthly payment.
I think Sam could pull it off.
I do too.
I think he would. He would drive up to the UP in Michigan, and we would never see him again.
I had one girlfriend do it in retirement, and she and her husband have been married many years. Like, right?
So Dana, you kept.
They lasted one rotation, one season, because she said, you know what? No one likes anyone else that much. That you are right. Like, you are right there with, you know.
What were you going to say, Sam?
You mentioned COVID and post-COVID. In 2015, so it was 300 and what was it? I don't remember. 340,000?
Yeah.
In 2015, it was 380,000.
Oh, wow. It actually went down?
It went down over the course of 8 years.
Huh.
913-586-7798.
That's an RV.
There, Clark, is an RV. I can't say the next line. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So from the text line, 3013, and Sam's right, you have given us the greatest compliment and the greatest insult at the same time.
Thank you.
3013 writes, I have listened to all of the show from yesterday. Oh, there's more. That's not the funny part. I have listened to all of the show yesterday, and I have listened to all of the show today. And I have finally figured out why your show gets ratings. Comedian Bill Engvall once said, and I quote, people love Friends dumber than we are. That is the reason you guys get ratings, because the three of you are dumber than your listening audience, and that makes us laugh, and that makes us happy.
Good. We're happy to oblige.
Vern! In Independence. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. Vern, that's your cue.
That's my clue to say that my dad, when he retired, got a 36-foot RV, and he just traveled where he wanted to. If he wanted to go south because it was too cold where he was at, he went south. And he got into genealogy, and he was able to go to different grave sites, different places to do more genealogy, and his grandkids were on the West Coast, East Coast, and he would just make a little trip of it.
Aww.
If he wanted to go see me, he'd come over here in the Midwest. He'd park over by the Green Valley RV place.
Yeah.
They had a swimming pool there. So my granddaughter and I would visit him at his RV, and we'd sit there and play in the swimming pool. And the RVs, I don't think you realize how, you know, they got a bedroom, and they change so much that you can have just a master bedroom if it's just going to be you and somebody else. they got bunk bed ones where you can have it to where everybody's got their own bed and there's six of you. You got a full kitchen, a full bath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they said, it's like taking your own house with you. And he lived in it 24/7. And it cost him, usually in a RV park, it cost, at that time, I'm talking about 20 years ago, around 2005, 2010, it cost them $200 a month to park there and have water and electricity.
$200 bucks a month?
That's
okay.
Hardly anything. Jennifer in Overland Park. Jennifer, hello.
Hey, so our son, we actually bought him a 4-bedroom house, pretty new. He redid all of it, and he decided a couple months ago that he didn't want to live in a house that we bought him, and he was going to live in a van.
Down by the river?
So, no. So he bought a pickup truck, converted it all. This thing had running water. It had he had built a stair step that he could sleep on. He had put a stove in there, you know, like a hot top or whatever. I don't know what it was, but it cooked. He had solar panels that he put on top of the van that created all the energy for the running water, for the heating, for the air conditioning. He had built shelves with like these elastic that would expand. I mean, there's YouTubes for, you know, videos for everything, but I was like, this is crazy.
You thought it was crazy.
Crazier than hell. And he left on last Saturday to head down to Florida because he has a painting business and he's going to see how it goes. I don't think he's going to last.
It sounds like a free spirit.
Well, he has no kids. He's okay. Not married. So, I mean, why not do it now versus having regret later? Huh. But I still don't think it's going to last. But he went from a 4-bedroom house living by himself to wanting to sell the house, getting his equity, and he buys this van.
Hey, keep us posted. I want to know how he does.
Well, I have friends that modified a van and drove all the way to the tippy top of the Pan America Highway in whatever city that is, Alaska, the North Pole, and are halfway down the coast now.
I know. It's a thing. We used to call those people homeless, and now it's like a thing.
Or nomads. 913-586-7798.
Or Matt Foley.
New news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season.
Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.